Button recorded.
Okay, hopefully we've got the audio right. It's not going to be the greatest recording in the world because I'm just using a little cheap mic and a squeaky chair and everything else, but this is Richie, and I don't know who you are yet, but I will. What this is all about is I want to clarify the JAWS training tapes because I've been using JAWS now for, about 8 or 9 years, and they even confuse me. This new set of tapes, new set of training modules they have are really lousy. I can't find, even on the web, I can't find any of the older ones, and even if I could, they wouldn't be of any use because the hotkeys and everything have changed so much. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to try to give you an overview of what's needed and what isn't needed. Problem with the modules. Just a second here, I got to get some coffee. My throat's dry.
Recorded.
Okay, that helped. The first thing I want to mention is that one of the reasons I'm doing this is because when I started with JAWS, I didn't have any information at all, and I had to learn on my own by using the help menus and things like that, and it was very, very difficult, and it took me a lot longer probably than it should have to learn that JAWS is not a simple application by any means. If you felt confused, I don't know if you got into the training tapes before you started this one, but if you did, you'll realize that it's a very complex application, and it takes a long time to learn it. I still don't know probably even half of what there is to know about using JAWS. I know enough to do all the things that I want to do, but there's a lot there, and it changes all the time. So don't feel like you're the Lone Ranger when it comes to not understanding the nuances and fine points of the application, because to be honest with you, I don't even think some of the people that designed it understand it. It's very, very complicated. But you don't need all that stuff. You know, if you're like most people, like me, all you really want to do is be able to get on the web, do your emails, write documents, share files with people, maybe pictures, whatever, and navigate around the screen and not be worried about a bunch of bells and whistles. So what I'm going to do here, if you want to get into the bells and whistles and all the advanced stuff, sure, by all means, go through all that stuff. I even learned a few things just when I was just recording these tapes off of, because I recorded off my computer using an editor called Goldwave, and I would highly recommend you get that, an audio editor. It's put out by, Goldwave, I guess. Goldwave. Anyway, the website is www.goldwave.com. And you can use a trial version. Works just fine. There's a few things you can't do with it that you can with the one that you buy. The one that you buy is only like $50, and I bought it a few years ago, and man, I'll tell you what, it's just saved my bacon so many times you won't believe it. But what I want to say is the reason I got into this was I got my leg crushed in an accident, auto accident, and I really couldn't do anything for about a year, and I was kind of going crazy, and so I started getting into computers just to keep my sanity, and I found out I liked them, and now I probably am online 20 hours a day sometimes, usually 18, but sometimes 20, sometimes more than that. Fascinating world out there, and it's changing all the time. So enough about me. I'm going to assume that you don't know anything. I hope you can turn your computer on. If you can't, don't worry about it. When I started, I couldn't either. I didn't even know what Windows was. I didn't know anything. I knew how to use DOS because I used to use DOS back in the old days, but that's pretty well obsolete now, even though most of the modern apps are based on it. So let's say you don't know how to turn on your system. Okay, it's a big old button in the front, and it's an on button, and you just push that puppy, and you're on. Windows will load, and there you go. Now, they didn't say anything about installing JAWS or anything else on here. If you don't have JAWS installed, you need to put in the CD, and it'll pretty well tell you what to do. You want to go to automatic install. You don't want to do custom install or guided grip or any of that. So you just hit enter where it says, first it'll say accept license agreement, and you hit enter. And then you keep tabbing over. And your tab button is the
Pass mark on.
1, 2, 3, 4th up on the left from the bottom. I have to think about this because I do it automatically now, but that's the tab button. I guess the first thing to do would be go over the keyboard. They talk about the insert key in your number pad, which is the group of buttons over on the right side of the keyboard. The bottom left, your number lock is your top left.
Doesn't lock on.
When it's on, then that pad turns into numbers, just like a 10-key adding machine. But when the numlock is off, which it usually is unless you're going to enter some numbers, the bottom left button, the long one, which would be the zero in the numbers, is your insert key. So when JAWS talks about either JAWS key or insert key, they're talking about that long bar on the very bottom left of the numpad. That's the insert key. That's something they don't tell you right out of the box. Okay, so let's say you go through your tabs and install JAWS, and it'll tell you what to do, automatic install. And then once it installs, it'll say, do you want JAWS to run first? Well, of course you do. Otherwise, how are you going to be able to read the screen? So you hit enter on that. Okay, then it restarts. Okay, so you got JAWS in. Now, the first thing you want to do right off the reel is set up your classic view like they tell you. And the easiest way to do that is hit your Windows key, which is the second right from the space bar, or the second left from the space bar. They're both Windows keys. They both do the same thing. So that'll put you in your start menu.
Start menu.
And mine says program submenu because I've got mine customized. So you want to go down to where, use your arrows and go down to where it says settings.
Favorite submenu, document submenu, settings submenu.
And enter on that.
Enter control panel submenu.
Now it says mine comes up control panel, yours probably will too. So you want to enter on control panel.
Enter accessibility options.
And then hit F, as in Frank, for folder options.
Enter folder options.
Okay. And hit enter on that.
Enter human menu, folder options dialog, general page, patch, use Windows, classic folder, radio button set, do it through.
Now there's radio buttons. And what a radio button is, it's like buttons on an old time radio. That's why they call them radio button. And you use your arrows to select which radio button you want. Now the up and down arrows is you always use up and down for your radio buttons. Okay, the top one on the list is
patch, show common patch, the folder, radio button set, 1 of 2.
Use common tasks and folders, radio button. You don't want that one. You want to go down one where it says
task, use Windows classic folder, radio button set.
Task, use classic Windows folder. That's where you want to be. So you select that radio button with your arrow, then you just tab over.
Path, browse folder, go path, click items that follow, double click the open path, restore the host, but path, okay, path, apply button.
Over to where it says apply. It says okay, then it says cancel, then it says apply. So you want to hit enter on apply.
Enter, ask, use Windows, classic folder, radio button set, 2 of 2. Path, browse folder, go path, click items that follow, double click the open item, single click
the tabbing.
Go path, restore the host, but path, okay button.
So you hit the okay button. And then you hit enter again.
Enter. So this is a gold wave command, press escape.
Now I'm in gold wave, now I'm recording, so that's going to come up, just ignore that. JAWS sometimes says things you don't want it to say. Okay, now you've done that. Now what you're going to do, I'm making this simple. There is faster ways to get to these places, but it's ridiculous. They try to teach you all these real fast bells and whistles shortcuts, and when you're starting out, that's the last thing you want to do is learn I think there's some like 600 keyboard command shortcut commands. Well, hell, nobody's going to understand all that. And why should they, you know? It just makes the Freedom Scientific guys look good. So you've hit the OK. Now, whenever you hit an OK button in an application dialog like that, it takes you out of that application. It's just like hitting Alt F4, combination Alt F4 to close. Now, when you do a combination, they don't tell you this either, but let's say they say Control F4 or Alt F4 or whatever. What that means is you hold down the Alt key, which is the one next to the space bar, and then just tap F4, function key 4, which is you have your escape key on the top row, and F1, F2, F3, F4, and so on like that across. I'm not trying to insult your intelligence. I'm just assuming you don't know anything, because that's the way I was. So it's, don't take this as an insult, and I'm explaining these things in so much detail. Too much is better than not enough. I know. Okay, so you want to go back to your start menu again and go back into your folder options. So you hit your Windows key, second from the space bar.
Submenu, program submenu, favorite submenu, document submenu, settings submenu.
Go to settings. Use your arrows. Now, sure, you can use S for settings and all those quick launch keys, but why do it right now? Why be confused? You can get anywhere you want to go by your arrows just as well as you can by using your quick launch keys. So, you can go into settings again.
Enter control panel submenu.
And go into control panel.
Enter accessibility options.
And hit F for folder, or you can even use your arrows.
Add hardware, add or remove programs, administrator, tools up, state of time, display, folder options.
And get there that way. So whatever you feel right with right now, but you want to make sure you're on folder options. Then you hit enter again.
Enter even menus, folder options dialog, general page.
Now see, that says general page. That's where you were before. That's where you were before. Now you don't want to be on your general page. You already fixed that one up. You can do these things a page at a time. It's probably easier when you start to do them a page at a time. So you want to go to the next page on that, on those controls. And to get to from page to page, you use the combination control tab. So you hold down your control, which is the fourth button from the space bar on the right. There should be a gap there, and then you'll have your three arrow keys. So it's the one right next to your arrow keys, or it's the far left if you're left-handed. It depends on what you like. It'll either be the far left key or the far right for the arrows. So you hold down control and you hit your tab key.
View page. You can apply reviews under the
it says view page. Okay.
Folder view and send all folders button.
Now you want to stay on your view page. Now, on your view page, you tab over once.
Add 313 view. Files and folders open.
Now that's your tree view. So that's where you want to be right now. Now you go down your tree view.
Level 1, automatically search for networks, folders, and printers on 1 of 15.
All these settings are arbitrary. You can set them the way you want them. The only one you need to be concerned with right now is...
Display, do not cache thumbnails, hidden files, and level 2. Do not show hidden files, level 1. Hide extensions for known file types on 9 of 15.
Now it says hide extensions for known file types on. You want to hit your your space bar to turn that off.
Hide extensions for known file types on 9 of 15.
It says off. That means, and if you hit it again, it would be on.
Hide extensions for known file types on 9 of 15. Hide extensions for known file types on 9 of 15.
Okay, you want that off. Okay, now, you want to tab over to...
Add, restore to host button, add, okay button, add, cancel, add, apply button, add, new tab, add, folder view, reset all folders button.
To reset all...
Add, 313 view, shift add, folder view, reset all folders button.
Tab over to reset all folders. You just keep tabbing, or shift tab to go backwards, it doesn't matter how you do it. Where it says reset all folders, then you hit your space bar.
Save folder view dialog. Reset all the folders on your computer to the default view settings except for folders and folder tabs. Changes will occur the next time you open up yes button.
And you want to hit it again for yes.
Save folder view reset all folders button.
And then tab over to OK.
Add 31 pass with add OK button. Save for a list of gold wave commands for the save.
OK. So that should reset your folders to the view, whatever view you're using at the time. Now, I was talking about details and all that for your lists and all that stuff. Well, when you get more familiar with things, you can do that. You don't really have to do that right now. So you've got your folders set. So that's pretty much all you have to do in your folders thing. First you set for classic view, then you go there and uncheck that, or check that box that says show your extension thing, you know, like what I did. Okay. Now, the next thing you want to do is you want to go back into your settings again.
Submenu, program says control panel, submenu.
Into control panel. I'm using my shortcut keys to make it faster, but you get the idea. You can hit S for settings, or you can use your arrows, whatever you want to do.
Accessibility options.
Then you want to go to where it says taskbar and start menu. Now you can either use your arrows, arrow around and find it, or you can hit T for taskbar and start menu.
T, leaving menu, start button, taskbar, start menu, drop menu, dialog, taskbar, page, taskbar, appearance, launch the taskbar, set, on set.
Okay, now it says taskbar, lock the taskbar. I've got it checked in mine. I don't like having the taskbar. The taskbar gets confused with the system tray. And I know what windows I've got open. The only thing the taskbar does is tell you what windows you got open. Well, you opened them, you know what you got. If you want to keep it, that's fine. But it's not really necessary because you can do your Alt-Tab combination and go through your list of windows that way and find out what's open. So you don't really need a taskbar. It just gets in the way of things, I think. But if you want it, then there it is. Now I'm going to hide the taskbar. See, I have it unchecked so that I can show you. But if you want it there, you can have it. So I'm going to hit the spacebar and hide it.
Space check.
No, you don't want it on top of other windows, because if you have your taskbar on top of other windows, it will get in the way of your reading ability. Now it says taskbar group similar taskbar buttons. That's a radio. That's the checkbox. And you don't want to check that. You do not want to group similar buttons. So you should, if it's checked, uncheck that. Now it says show quick launch. I like to have a quick launch bar because it gives you some shortcuts to do things. I check mine. You don't have to have that, but you can if you like.
Notification area, show the clock, set, not set.
Now it says notification area, show the clock. You don't want to check that because it gets in the way as well. The clock, there's a hotkey, there's a JAWS key, insert F12 will tell you the time. And if you hold down insert and hit F12 rapid, you know, twice, it'll tell you the date. So you can hide the clock. You don't need it. Unless you can see a little bit. I don't even know if you can see any. So I'm assuming you can't see anything at all. If you can see, then you might want the clock. If you can see very good, you don't need JAWS. Okay, so.
Notification area, hide an active icon, checkbox, not checked.
It says notification area. I'm tabbing again through. It says hide inactive icon. You don't want to do that. You don't want to hide anything. You want it available.
Pass, okay button.
Pass,
cancel, pass, apply button.
So you get, it's okay, cancel, and apply. You go to apply. Now you keep tabbing over to okay. Okay, now that took care of your taskbar. Now, you could have gone, hit control tab and went to the next page before you hit the OK, after you hit the apply. But I didn't. I hit OK and it took me out of control panel. So I'm going to go back to control panel again and get the second page.
Submenu, program, submenu, control panel, submenu, enter, accessibility options. Keep leaving menus, taskbar, submenu, properties, dialog, taskbar, page, taskbar, appearance, watch the taskbar, set, on, set.
Okay, now you want to control tab to the next page.
Start menu page, classic start menu, radio button check, 202.
You want the classic start menu. The default one on XP is
start menu, radio button check, 102.
It just says start menu. You don't want that, so you arrow down radio button.
Classic start menu, radio
classic
button
start
check,
menu. You want that. Now you tab again.
Customize button.
Says customize. You don't need to deal with that now because that's just if you want to take things out or put things in. I've got mine customized, but it doesn't much matter right now. You can do that anytime you want to do it.
Okay button. Apply button.
And go to your apply. You always hit apply first and okay next. That way it confirms that it's really going to take.
Space, message, button, chip, pass, cancel button, chip, pass, okay button, space, for a week of gold wave command is game.
Okay, so now that should get you have your taskbar and start menu and all your stuff where it's easy to read. Now there's, okay, now that's your basic setup. That should set you up so that you can get around through your menus properly. The next thing you want to do is go to your desktop and find out what others. There's two ways to get to your desktop. You can either use your tab key and go across. Okay, it's not in focus, so it's not going to do it. So you can. I got to remember how to do this the old way. I've got so many hotkeys here that. Okay, the best thing to do, you can either use your Windows key. Now, your Windows key is between Control and Tab. I mean, Control and Alt. Control and Alt, it's on the bottom row. Between Control and Alt on the left. And it's the one to the right of the Alt key. You have your space bar in the middle. Then on both sides of that are two Alt keys. And on both sides of those are two Windows keys. And it's got a little Windows logo on it. That's a pretty neat key. You can do a lot of stuff with it. Okay. So you can either get into your desktop by hitting Windows key D.
Windows key, lift new mouse selected documents. Windows key D.
Or
escape.
You can get there by hitting Windows key M, as in Mike.
Windows M.
I'm already on the desktop, so obviously it didn't go anywhere. But you can either do Windows D for desktop, I find that easier. Or you can do Windows M. And the reason I find it easier, if you do Windows D, use your right hand to hold the Windows key down and hit D with your left. If you do Windows M, you've got to hold the Windows key down with one finger and hit the M, or you've got to use your left hand for the Windows key and your right hand for the M key. It doesn't matter how you get there. But either Windows M or Windows key D will put you on your desktop. Now on your desktop, like I said, there's all kinds of rows and lines and all kinds of stuff. It's one of those kinds of deals that you can use your arrows to get around it, but it changes all the time depending on what you put up there. So now, there's nothing really on your desktop. All that's on your desktop are icons, and all an icon is just a symbol that is a shortcut to go to a particular thing. So you could take those off and put them on anytime you want. They didn't really go into that, and they should have. I accidentally put 167 icons on my desktop one time by accident, and I had a hell of a time. So getting rid of them. That was when I was learning. Pretty silly, all right? So what I'm going to do on your desktop, it's better to use first letter navigation. Use a letter for what you're looking for. So I'm going to be looking for Outlook Express, which is my email client.
Oh, Outlook Express, 1720. Oh, Outlook Express.
See, I keep hitting O.
Oh, Outlook Express.
Because that's the only one I've got that starts with O. Now, let's see, there's something I've got that I've got more than one.
C, computer, 2C, clone CD, 7C, computer, 2C, clone CD, 720.
So I've got clone CD or computer on my C. There's no F. I hit the F, nothing comes up. So you can see how easy it is. And of course, as soon as you hit the first letter and you get where you want, you just hit enter and it brings it up. Now, let's say I'm going to go to my downloads. I'm going to hit enter.
Enter. All downloads, folder view with you, not selected, JAWS stuff, 1 of 23, my JAWS stuff.
Okay, I'm on JAWS stuff. Now, my view should be in details. It's not, I don't know what I did. I was goofing around yesterday and I think I changed it. So, anytime you get in a view like this, to make sure you've got it set up the way you want on your folders, you hit your Alt key, that brings you into your menus.
Menu power file.
And that's file. Then you use your arrows and go across to view.
Edit. View.
View. Then you arrow down to details.
Menu. Status bar. Explorer bar. Submenu. Thumbnail. Title check. Icon. List. Details.
And then hit enter for details.
Enter. Leaving menu. Folder view with view. Dog subtitle folder view 19/2007.
What that does is it brings up all of the stuff that's in my downloads. It's going to be accessible through my up and down arrows. I don't have to go sideways. I don't have to use my first letter commands or anything else. Now, if I want to use first letter commands, I can. There's no D. There's no E.
FS Video Intersect X.
FS Video Intersect is an F.
F.
That's the only F there is. But if I wanted to just go through them, I'd just use my arrows.
Basic subscription X. Add 713380. Add RBR 700. Click. Add R. 26 links. Zip. Add 7. Basic FS Zip. Pound demo. J7 point. F setup. Fix show during. Click time install. Red scrub XP. Trail setup rate. Target L2. Log.
Now see. They're in alphabetical order. They didn't tell you that. Whenever you do your details list, like that, when you go to view and go to details, everything comes up in alphabetical order. Now, Tarzan Yell 2.
Tarzan Yell 2. Wow.
It's a WAV file. Let's see if it works.
Enter. With a unit player, a menu reveal. All that forward, all downloads, folder view with view escape.
It worked. Alright. So, I hit escape and got out of my
VM setup X, Tarzan Yell 2. Wow.
Out of that one. Now, you get out of your downloads folder. You do your key. Hold all down and hit function key F4.
Hold that forward.
And whenever you want to get out of a list or anything else or out of a folder, Alt F4 will get you out of it. Always. I guarantee it. So if you're somewhere you don't want to be, hold down Alt and hit F4 and that'll get you out of that sucker. Okay. Now we'll go back to the desktop again. Okay. And it brought me back up to where I was before downloads.
Gold wave, 13 of 20. Downloads, 12 of 20. Fair share downloads, 11 of 20. Fair share, 10 of 20. Addresses, 9 of 20. Easy CD creator, 5 phases, 8 of 20. Close CD, 7 of 20. And where is he personal, 6 of 20.
Now see, this is kind of putting me in a bit of a
stretch radio, 18 of 20.
List view, but not really, because if I arrow to the right,
stretch drop. And close AdWare Business Recite Outlook Express 17 of 20.
Outlook Express. So you see how the desktop can be confusing. And things move around on there. Sometimes they look one way and sometimes they look another. So you're better to use, you know, your first letter command. So the next place I wanted was documents. In your case, it's probably My Documents. I don't know, but I changed the name of mine to Documents.
Yes, Documents, 1 of 20.
Okay, so I'm going to go to my Documents folder.
Enter documents, folder view with view, not selected important things, 1 of 10.
Now make sure it's got details selected again.
Menu bar, file, edit, view, status, book, thumbnail, icon, list, details.
No, it's not checked, so you want to hit enter.
Enter view menu, folder view with view, not selected important things, file folder, 2/20/2007, 11/30 p.m., 1 of 10.
Okay, so I've got 10 things there. Now,
music, important things.
That says important things. That's a folder, and it's got subfolders in it. You don't have to worry about folders and subfolders yet. Basically, like they said, it's pretty much, it's like boxes within boxes within boxes within boxes. You can have as many subfolders. You know, when they were telling you to go to the JAWS thing, there's in C:/Freedom Scientific/JAWS/7. That's idiotic. When you want to go to a certain place, the way to do it is to create a shortcut on your desktop so that you can get there, or a hotkey to get there. But a shortcut's the easiest way to do it. So what I'm going to do is show you how to create a shortcut to bring things up on your desktop that you normally go to. Let's say
music, important things.
I like the important things folder. It's got a lot of documents that I need in there. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to put a shortcut on my desktop so that anytime I want to hit go to important things, all I got to do is hit I, and it'll put in important things, and I'll show you how to do the shortcut and name the shortcut. So there's two ways to do it. You can either use Shift F10 and go through the menus, or you can hit your applications key, which is the on the right side of the space bar. It'd be the third key. It's the one between the control and the Windows key. So it's to the right of the Windows key on the right side. That's your applications key. That does the same thing as the combination Shift F10. It's called a context menu. So let's go into applications.
Applications, context menu, open, Windows 10, open.
Now, it gives you a view there, and you use your up and down arrows.
Explore,
open, explore,
search,
sharing
and security.
Sharing and security, that's if you're on a network.
Scan with AVG.
Scan with AVG, I've got an antivirus program in here, so I can scan this folder to see if there's any viruses in it, if I want to do that.
Send the submenu.
Send the submenu. And then you hit enter on that, you can send it different places. You can send it to an email person, you can send it to another folder, all kinds of neat stuff you could do. And it's fun to just go through these menus and explore what's there. As long as you don't hit enter, you won't actually go there.
Cut,
that's to take it away.
Copy.
That's to copy it.
Create shortcut.
Create shortcut.
Delete.
Rename.
Property. Open.
So we want to create shortcut.
Copy. Create shortcut.
Okay, so we're going to create a shortcut for this. Or we can go send. I'm ahead of myself. Okay, erase that. We're not going to create a shortcut. We're going to send it to submenu.
Copy. Cut. Send to submenu.
That's where we're going to go. Now, what we're going to do is send it to the desktop. So we hit enter on send to submenu.
Enter. Compress zip folder.
Just compress zip folder.
Desktop create shortcut.
Desktop create shortcut. That's where we want to be. So we're going to send it to the desktop.
Enter. Moving menus. Folder view with view. Important six file folder. News like 2007/11/30/10/10.
Okay. Now, let's see if it's on the desktop. So you do your Windows TD.
Windows TD with new documents. 1/21. Internet Explorer.
It's not there, is it? Okay, the reason it isn't there is sometimes it will say the name and sometimes it won't. If it creates a shortcut and it's not sure what you want to call it, it will just say shortcut. So hit S.
S, shortcut to important things. 21/21.
It says shortcut to important things. That's what you want. But you don't want to call it that. You want to rename it. So you hit your applications key again. That's the fourth from the space bar on the right.
And a shortcut to important things. 21/21.
And that didn't work. Oh no, third from, I'm sorry. I do it automatically. I don't even think that's controlled. Third up from the space bar is application.
Application, context menu, open, properties.
Open, and properties,
rename.
Okay. Now, you hit enter on rename.
Enter, moving menu, edit, shortcut to important things.
And it's an edit box. It says edit. So I don't want to call it shortcut to important things. I just want to call it important things. You just type in important things.
I.
Or important.
M-E-O-R-T-A-N-E.
It's better to make these labels as short as you can, because if they're too long, it'll say part of the label, and it'll say dot, 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 because it can't read the whole label. So I just named it important, and I hit enter.
Enter, list view important, 21/21.
Now it says important. Now I want to make sure it's there, so I hit I.
Internet Explorer, Internet 5/21.
5/21.
Important, 21/21.
21/21, important. So I've got it. So now, anytime I want to go to those important documents, I will hit enter on important.
Enter, important things. Folder view with view.
Important things, and there it is.
Personal address, final desktop page, 1/4.
So that's the quick way to do that. Now let's say I've got something on my desktop and I want to get rid of it. So we'll go to desktop again.
Windows key, list view important, 21/21.
I want to get rid of that shortcut, so I just hit delete key. And to delete, there's a group of keys called the six pack. And they're right up above your arrow keys. And delete is the bottom left.
Desktop, confirm the final delete dialog. Are you sure you want to present important to the recycle bin? Yes, button.
Now it says confirm, because we want to make sure you know. So then, since you want to send it to the recycle bin, that shortcut, you're not sending your whole folder to the recycle bin, you're just sending that shortcut, that icon that you created up there. So you hit space bar and said, yeah, if I didn't want to do it, I wouldn't have said so. Doo-dah, doo-dah. And there it goes. It's gone. So that's how easy it is to put things up on the desktop and take things off the desktop. And you should really practice doing this because it makes life a lot easier. You don't want to have to go through all those weird dealings to get to files and folders and stuff. It takes too long. Now, if you go somewhere and it can't create a shortcut, and it says create shortcut, and you hit enter on it, and it says a shortcut can't be created here. Would you like to place a shortcut on your desktop? You say, sure, why not? That's what I was doing it for in the first place, you big goo. So then you hit enter, and it puts it up on the desktop. But it usually labels it shortcut. Once in a while, it'll label it the actual name, but not too often. And that's pretty handy because you can just hit S for shortcut. It'll bring it up and say what it's a shortcut to. So I'm going to go through that one more time because this is pretty important stuff. I'm going to make a shortcut to a specific document.
Enter. Add documents, folder, my received files, pictures, my received files.
Okay, now I'm on my received files. Okay.
Applications, context menu, open, open.
You want to open it.
Copy. Rename, delete, create shortcut, copy, cut, send to submenu.
Send it to submenu.
Enter, desktop, create shortcut.
And then arrow down says desktop, create shortcut.
Enter, open menu, folder, view, with view, my received file, file, folder, view, menu, 2007,
now, report, okay.
3 of 10.
Now we'll hit Windows D and look on the desktop, see if it's there.
Window D, list new documents, 1 of 20, add music, combo, add music, sum, add music, combo.
Nope. So we need to hit S for shortcut.
S, enter, S, shortcut to my received file.
And there it is, shortcut to my received file. Then you get your applications key again and rename it to my received files or received files or whatever you want to do.
Applications, context, property, rename, delete, rename, enter, rename, menu, edit, work, R, C, C, E, C, E, I, C, E, P, space, F, I, L, E, S, enter, list, you receive files, 21 of 21.
And there you go, it's there. Now if you hit R, you're on your desktop.
R, recycle bin, 4 of 21.
Recycle bin.
R, radio, 18 of
21. Radio.
R, red scrub, XT.
Red scrub.
R, receive files.
Receive files. Now see, I've got four things that start with R on the desktop. I might not want to do that because that's a lot of them. So you can rename it as many times as you want. So I'm going to rename it to just files because I don't think I have any F's up there. So I'll get the applications key again.
Applications, number, rename.
Rename it.
Enter, open menu, edit, receive files.
We'll just name it files.
F-I-L-E-S, enter, list new files, 21 to 21, F-I-L-E-S.
And that's the only F I've got up there. So see, that way you don't have to keep hitting R for received files. Now, go through it one more time. Let's say we're going to delete this thing. You're on files. You just hit your delete key. It's at the bottom left on the six keys. Are you sure you want to delete it? And you hit space bar. Okay, that's something I do there. Okay, that's all there is to putting shortcuts on and taking them off your desktop. And that's the quickest way to get somewhere if it's somewhere you want to go to. Let's see. So now you've got your menus figured. You've got your start menu and your regular menu and your desktop thing. Now, probably the most that's important because, see, that sets you up where you can use your computer. Now, I told you about the insert, which is on your numpad, with your numlock off. And let's say I accidentally had my numlock on. That's the top left key.
Numlock on.
It says numlock on.
Zero.
It says zero when I hit my insert key. Well, it won't work that way when you're navigating, so you want to make sure your numlock's off.
Numlock off.
Okay, that's good. It's off now. All right. Now, your insert key, JAWS uses the insert key for all kinds of things to navigate to JAWS stuff. That's why some people call it the JAWS key. And it's kind of like control or alt used in combinations with other keys. Using it alone doesn't do a thing. You can hit it alone, it just sits there. Just like if you hit control alone, the only thing control will do if you hit it alone, it stops speech. Sometimes it's a hell of a good idea. Okay, so what we're going to do here is we're going to check the time. So on your top, your function keys, you got 1, 2, 3, 4, then a space, 5, 6, 7, 8, and a space, 9, 10, 11, 12, and a space. Those are your function keys. Some keyboards have the first 5 and then a space, and then 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Some are a little different, but most are in 3 groups of 4. I like that keyboard style better, but it depends on what you like. Doesn't matter. Okay. So you hold down your insert key and hit F12. The last one to the right.
11:55 p.m.
That's 11:55 p.m. Okay. Now let's say you want to check the date. You hold your insert down and hit it twice.
11:55, 11:21, 2007.
Wednesday, February 21st, 2007. So that's a real neat thing to have. That's why you can take the clock out. You don't need it. Now, let's say you want to go to the system tray. The system tray is where you put all your little applications that you want to launch really fast. It's kind of like it's like a miniature start menu, and it doesn't have all the stuff the start menu's got in, but it has the things you use a lot. You can put things in there. When you load a new application, it'll ask you, do you want to have a shortcut in your system tray? And if you do, great. If you don't, great. But I've got a few in mind, so I'll go to my system tray. I'd insert F11. It says Windows Messengers in there. You always use your up and down arrows to navigate on these things when you're using your insert combinations.
Home CD,
AVG, volume control, MSN Messenger. Now, there's nothing I want to go to in there right now. So, I just hit escape, which is the upper corner key that's all along there in the upper left-hand corner of the keyboard.
Escape.
And that takes me out of the system tray. Oh, just let me know what's in there. I've got a few things in there. You don't want to put too much in there because you've got a start menu for that. But stuff that you use all the time, it's a good place to store things. All right. Now, let's see, is there anything else? Oh, okay. There's one other thing that's really, really important, and the rest of the stuff I think you can pretty well figure out. The key identifier they talked about, insert number one, and it's not the number one on the numpad, it's the regular number one on the top row.
Keyboard help.
It's keyboard help. And you can push different key combinations, and it'll tell you what they do.
Left arrow moves to the higher line of speakers. Right arrow moves to the next character of speakers. Left arrow moves to the higher character of speakers. Down arrow, move to the next line of speakers.
It just tells you what it does. But you want to turn that off when you're doing things. Otherwise, it'll just tell you what's going on, but it isn't going to do anything. So make sure that's off whenever you're working, whenever you're just wanting to experiment. A lot of times I'll go into a new application, and I don't know what the hotkeys are. So I'll turn the keyboard help on by doing insert 1 and just kind of go through and experiment around and find out what the hotkey combinations are that work and don't work, because you're not going to affect anything. You're not going to affect what goes on your screen if you do that. So we're going to turn that off by holding that insert again and hitting F1.
Keyboard help off.
It says keyboard help off. Good. Very good, Jaws. You're behaving tonight. Sometimes Jaws likes to talk. Sometimes he likes to talk too much. Well. All right. They talk quite a bit about cut and paste. And that's probably the most useful thing you can do. So I'm going to open up a notepad document. Now see, I've got notepad right there on my desktop. No, I don't. I didn't put it on this time. I'm going to go add it because I like to have it up there. I just reinstalled my operating system a couple days ago. I had some virus problems and stuff. So let me go put notepad up here.
Start menu, focus, space, document, favorite, sub program, sub menu, enter, language, AZ, view, therapist, AZ, administrate, reload, fireware, Adobe, accessory, sub menu, enter, accessory, word, match, window, square, window, synchronize, scanner, program, page, notepad.
Landed on notepad.
Applications, properties, sort by, create, delete, create, copy, cut, send to sub menu, enter, complete, desktop, create, to enter, leave menu, sub button.
Now.
Edit.
See, now I hit N. It knows what notepad is. So I've got it up there. I didn't have to hit S for shortcut on my desktop. Let me get out of here again. Let me go back to desktop.
S scanner.
S is the only one with S I have there is scanner. So I know that there's no shortcut. It doesn't say shortcut. It just says notepad. So I hit N for notepad. And there I am. So I'll open it up by hitting enter.
Enter, untitled, notepad, edit.
Untitled. That means we have an can check your time and date anytime. It doesn't affect what you're doing. Okay, it says untitled notepad. I like to put a couple blank lines on the top of my documents. And the reason is if I have to add date and time or any of that or add anything, I can do it without having some problems. So I'll just hit enter twice. That'll give me two blank lines on top of this document that I'm going to create. Okay, so I'm going to create a document. Now I want to read this whole document, so I'm going to do Control Home. Now the Home and End keys are the two middle keys in that six-pack group we talked about. The first two are Insert and Stop and Delete. Now that's a different type of Insert key. You don't use it. It used to be used for certain things. It's confusing and there's no need to just forget it exists, okay? But the bottom one is Delete. Then the two middles, the top one is Home, and the bottom one is End. Now, if you hit just straight Home, it takes you to the beginning of a line, and End takes you to the end of a line. But if you hold down Control and hit Home, it takes you to the top of the document, and if you hold down Control and hit End, it takes you to the bottom of the document. Then the two right keys are Page Up and Page Down. And those you use for changing pages in a document or skipping large blocks of text. But the main ones you need to know to use that you use more often than not are the delete key, bottom left, use that a lot, I use that all the time. And Control Home and Control End. So I'm at the top of the file that says there's a blank space there. Duh. So I've got two blank spaces. I'm using my arrows to check out what I've got. Now the first line is experiment. I spelled experiment wrong. I did that on purpose, by the way. Do I lie? No, not Richie. Actually, I didn't. I goofed. So, okay. So that's cool. And just spell check, you know, it told you about that. That's pretty self-explanatory. If you want to check the spelling, I'll go through that really quick because it's fun. Hit F7. Don't tell me my spell check isn't working. You big bully. It should. Well, it's not. Somehow my spell check isn't working in Notepad. Okay, cancel that request. I gotta find out why. Oh, it doesn't work in Notepad. It works in HJPad. That's right. Notepad is an editor that you use for HTML and stuff. There's no spell checker in Notepad. That's right. I'm tired. It's been a long day. Okay. And that's another good thing. If you hit a key and it doesn't work in that particular application, it'll just sit there. It won't be there. Okay, I can't check my spelling in this application in Notepad. If I was going to run HJPad, I could. But it pretty well talks to you about that. It's pretty easy to do. You just hit F7 and change the word to however you want it. Or you can go line by line. Now we're going to go to... I'm on the first line, so I'm going to go Home to get to the beginning of the first line.
H-T-A-I-S.
And I'm using my arrows going across.
Space-I-S, space-A, space-F-I-N-E, space-D-A-Y, space-E-O, space-E-S-T-E-R-I-A-S.
Now see, I got an A in there instead of an E.
A.
So I'll delete that A.
F-E-E-I-E-F-E-S-E.
And put an E in. I just hit delete, deleted the A and put an E in. And it's still spelled wrong. There's an E in there. It should be I-M-E-N-T without an E, so I'll delete the E. Now, see, another way you can tell if your spelling is right is usually if you get your spelling right, Jaws will pronounce the word right. But that's kind of a quick way if you're a lousy speller like I know I am. If I'm not having a spell checker, I'll read with Jaws, and if it pronounces something goofy, I'll know that I probably spelled it wrong. Okay, so I'm going to go home again to get to the beginning of this line. And it puts me on the T. I don't have to do the... I can say the letter if I like. By hitting the numpad 5, which is say letter. They pretty well covered that. That's kind of neat, and that's good to know. But I knew I was there. When I hit home, I know I'm at the beginning of the line, so that's doo-dah. Okay, now I want to select this whole line. Okay? So, to select this whole line, I'm going to hold down my shift, which is the one right above control on either side. We have your control keys. It's the one right above there. So you hold down your shift, and you hit your down arrow. Your arrows, you have your left, right, up, and down arrows. You're putting four arrows there.
Select this. This is a five-day experiment with knowledge doesn't do all kinds of fun things, period.
Now, see, I held that. It selected that whole line. Now, you can select words or characters or lines or whatever, but if you hold down your shift, it'll select the whole line. You know, your shift and your down arrow. If you hold down your shift and your right arrow, it'll select the character to the right and the left arrow, the one to the left. Pretty well, it's good about it. They tell you a lot about that. Now, I've got it all selected. It's all highlighted. It's all lit up. If somebody looks at it, it's all lit up. Okay. So that line selected. Now, I want to take that line out of there, and I want to move it somewhere else. This is so important, it's unbelievable. Now, what I use is there's a cut, which is Control X, and a copy, Control C. It's a good idea to use copy first and make sure you've got things where you want them, and then delete the line or delete the piece of text. Because if you use cut and you put it in the wrong spot or put it somewhere where you can't read it, it's gone. So to be safe, you hold down your control key and hit C for copy.
Copy selection to clipboard.
It says copy selection to clipboard. Okay. Now I'm going to arrow down and put it somewhere else.
I'm
going to put it way down at the bottom of the file. So to paste it, you hold down control and hit V.
Paste it on clipboard. This is a five-day experiment with how it does do all kinds of fun things.
Now see, I've got it there, and I've also got it at the top. So I've got it in two places. So I've got it where I want it. So now I can go back up to the top. And then I do home to get to the beginning of it. And I know I'm on the T. Now I want to delete that line. So what I can do is I can select the whole line by using my shift down arrow like I did before.
Select this. This is a five-day experiment with knowledge of do all kinds of fun things, period.
And then hit delete. It's gone. Now it's at the bottom. So that's the safe way to cut and paste. And you need to really practice cutting and pasting because you can do it in a word processor, you can do it on the web. You can do it anywhere you want. You can cut stuff to the clipboard and paste it into another application. It's just, and a lot of people don't learn how to use that particular feature right off the reel, and they should, because it's really, really an important feature to use. They do a good job on explaining how to surf the web. They do a good job on explaining internet stuff. They don't say anything about Outlook Express and the email applications and all that. I can show you how to do all that stuff. The best thing to do is once you get things set up, or if you need help setting them up, is call me and I'll walk you through it. And then just experiment. You're not going to hurt anything. You know, you're not going to, I used to think I'd blow up my computer if I did something wrong. Well, I have a couple times, but that's because I knew what I was doing. I knew too much. Or at least I thought I knew too much. So anyhow, I guess that's all there is for me right now. I can't do much else because I don't know what level you're at, but that should launch and get you started and help clarify some of the ambiguous stuff they got going on there in the training modules. I hope it helps. Okay, my email address is, what is my email address? Oh yeah, Kimsman, KIMSMAN, @clearwire, CLEARWIRE.net. Clearwire.net. Kim's Man, Clearwire.net. And my phone number is area code 509-332-0239. And my name's Rich, Richie, whatever you want to call me. And I'll help you anytime I can, or any, you know, with any of this stuff, because it is complicated, and it takes a lot, long time. Through all the years, I'm still learning every day, and that's why I like it. Now, I'm going to get out of this document by doing Alt+F4.
Alt+F4, no pad dialogues, protected in the title, final page.
And they ask you if you want to save the changes. Well, I'm going to tab over to no.
No button.
And then just hit either spacebar, enter.
Enter.
And it's gone. Or I could save it if I wanted to use it for an experimental document later. So, that's pretty much it. And I hope I've helped you. And if you need to contact me, it doesn't matter when, I'm usually awake. I'm going to sleep 3 or 4 hours a night or day or whatever. So, no big shakes. Get a hold of me, and looking forward to helping you any way I can. Thank you, and I will go now if I can figure out how to turn this go away thing off. Where am I?
Control that base. All tabs, document, all tabs, jobs, all tabs, important, all tabs, gold wave. So, this is a gold wave from